Había ido ya por el día.
Hello?
Hey, Rudy, how you doing?
Hey, good. What happened? You got disconnected there.
You got disconnected. Yeah, this is Mario, Roy. I'm the supervisor. I'm sorry. one of the supervisors you were speaking to, Ralph, the agent. I know you told them that you are coming up on like the 7th or 8th place on Google, and you wanted to be up top.
Yeah, I'd like to be up top. What do you guys charge for that?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm looking at here. Give me a second. What do you do?
How do you do it?
Right. That's
I've been trying to do it, and I've worked with several different companies, and I'm disappointed every time. But I mean, I need to do something. I need to get up there.
Gotcha. Okay. No worries. I'm looking into that right now. HVAC companies in here.
And I'm glad that your name is Mario and you sound Hispanic, because usually when companies that do advertising like this, I can't even understand them. They like Indians, they're calling from actually India. And they're doing marketing.
No soy Indio. I mean, I guess I could, por una parte sí, porque pues soy mexicano, ¿verdad? So I guess I'm Indio on that one.
No, I'm saying India.
I am Hispanic, sí soy, mis papás son mexicanos, obviamente sí hablo español. No te estoy hablando de India, te estoy hablando de California. We're here at Orange County, right out in our headquarters. Not sure if you're familiar with Orange County, is that, but
I got a lot of family down there. But you guys are calling from Big Sur, California?
I'm calling from our corporate headquarters, which is Orange County, California. You probably had a local number show up on your phone because we're using a router through Google. But if you call that number back, it te contacta right con la compañía.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking up your business. Give me a second. American Coast Heating and Cooling. Okay. Yeah, sí, miro que estás 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wow, you're pretty good. Okay. So this is what we do, Roy. ¿Ahorita estás trabajando con alguien o tú solo hiciste tu GBP, tu Google Business Profile, o alguien te lo hizo?
I did it myself, and I had some help from a company. They actually just redid my website in, I think it was May, and they put me on Google Guaranteed. The people that redid my website, I think if they did a good job, they redid it. I had like a Wix website to start with.
Okay.
And they redid it for me, and they put some pictures on there that I wanted. And I think it's pretty decent. They charged me like $1,200 to do it. And anyway, they put me on Google Guaranteed, and I was getting a lot of calls. I was very busy.
Okay.
But about 75% of the calls
were just
bogus
questions. Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Stupid questions about stuff that I don't even do. And for these stupid calls, I was being charged about $115 to $130 for a dead lead. So I automatically canceled my card and submitted it as fraud, because that's what it is. These people that, yeah, they put you on Google Guaranteed and you are showing up and you do get some calls, but they have people calling from a router that routes the numbers from your local area, because they were all like 831-408 numbers, asking stupid questions and then just hanging up. And I was being charged for them, and I was contesting the charges, and I was still being charged. And, I mean, so I canceled that shit right away, because that's like scamming, you know? So they do work with Google, and they did put me on Google Guaranteed, but they were scammers.
Yeah, that's
No, it's not. And there's a lot of companies out there right now that do that. Y muchos son los pinches indios. But I'm looking to team up with a company that can help me stay busy. I'm a one-man show. I hold my C-20 license, and I don't have any employees. I just have a helper. So I'm the one that does the installations. I do all the maintenance, service calls, everything right now, and I'm trying to grow so I can hire some guys. But if I hire a guy, I got to keep them busy, you know?
Exactly, brother. Exactly. Pues mira, man, I'm not here, Roy, para gastarte el tiempo, brother, okay? We've been Google partners for 20 years, and we are premier partners to Google. In the States, there's only 40 companies that have premier partnerships with Google. We're one of them, okay? So es algo que siempre quieres preguntar, hey, are you guys premier partners, you know? Lo que tú estás preguntando, I'm just going to shoot you straight. Yes, we can help you, right? I mean, we can help the exposure as premier partners to Google. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We can help you rank higher on that first page. No va a pasar de un día para otro. You know, I want you to know that. Si nos toma, you know, to assist you with that, unos 30 to 45 days para empezar que mires que estás haciendo ranking higher.
Yeah, you know.
So si alguien te dice, oh yeah, we'll do it in a week or in a few days, cuélgales el teléfono because it's a bunch of crap and it's probably another scam. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't waste your time with them. Secondary, ya tienes tu website. So I'm able to give you one hell of a deal if, you know, you decide to work with us. Since you have your own website, so which means we don't have to, you know, build the domain and so forth. We can, you know, simply work off with the site that you have and, you know, even put that on your GVP. ¿Verdad?
Okay.
Let me ask you this. ¿Tienes presencia en social media at all?
I have an Instagram and a Facebook.
Okay.
But,
okay. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
But I don't believe they're linked, and I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
I'm more of a technical guy. I'm more hands-on with computers and stuff like that. I'm okay, you know, but...
Yo te voy a decir la verdad, Roy. Yo también no soy un genius con computers, even though I work here. I do the intake, y luego lo que hacemos aquí, le pasamos esto a nuestro IT guys, because ellos se encargan. Those guys, those are the computer geniuses. So don't feel bad about it. You say you have Instagram, IG. Okay, Instagram. No hay manera to link that up because Instagram no tiene asociación con Google. Facebook, on the other hand, does have an association with Google. So we are able to link that up y correr ads through your Facebook page. Okay, because ahí es donde también genera mucho trabajo. I mean, you want to be busy? That's the route to go, Roy. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And right now, even yesterday here in Hollister, it was about 98 degrees, and I mean, not even one call. But I mean, I'm number 7, so because that's how usually I ask my clients, "How'd you find me?" And they say Google, and we look at your reviews, and we love your reviews, and I go, "Okay, you know, good."
Well, it's you know what I think you're going to like it, brother. I mean, te podemos ayudar no nomás estar, you know, to rank you higher y ayudarte to get higher on the page, sino también, are you familiar cómo trabajan los ads on Facebook by any chance o no sabes?
I've never done Facebook ads.
Okay. Facebook ads, bro, trabajan de maravilla, brother. And I'm not just telling you that. I'm being very straight with you, man. You know, y te lo digo because a lot of our clients... They love that feature porque generan quite a bit of work through Facebook ads. So, te doy un ejemplo. Ahorita, como si tú agarras tu teléfono y te metes a Google y pones, lo que sea. You can put wherever. I mean, where can I find a new stove? Or a stove, you know, a good stove at a cheap price or whatever. Let's say you're looking for a stove on Google. Google te va a dar una lista de diferentes tiendas que venden stoves. Right? It's going to give you a list of different places where you can go buy a stove. All right? So that's what Google does. And then later in the day, cuando te metes a tu Facebook page y tú estás recorriendo Facebook normal, you know, going through your friends, te empiezan a aparecer ads. And then you'll start seeing ads for stoves, and you're like, well, why am I seeing ads for stoves? Well, because earlier...
You look for it, right?
That's correct.
That's why.
That's absolutely correct, yeah. This is what...
And what do they call that? That's the algorithm, right, of what you're...
That's correct. The algorithm of the searches, and it's what Google refers to as retargeting. You know, so... Cuando estás ahí, eso es lo mismo, ¿verdad? La persona que se meta a buscar anything that has to do with HVACs, you know, or heating and cooling services, not only are they going to see you on, you know, on the first page, when that same person se meta a su Facebook page, they'll see ads pop up on their feed for American Coast Heating and Cooling. You know, and that...
¿Y cuánto cobran? ¿Cobran por...? Oh. ¿Semana, por mes?
No, cobramos por mes, Roy. El precio ahorita, como tenemos la posición disponible, está barato, brother. Pero déjate, digo lo que también viene incluido, just so you know. And then I'll give you the price. I mean, I'm not going to dance around it and give you a sales pitch, brother. I mean, you seem like a straight shooter, and I don't want to waste your time, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Y viene incluido también Yelp. No sé si tú has escuchado de Yelp. I think you said you didn't have a great experience with them.
No, I was paying them, and I tried Yelp. One of the supply houses, one of the guys that was selling me the equipment and the parts, he told me, there's a guy coming in here. He's just doing repairs, and he's killing it, but he goes on Yelp. And I go, well, let me try Yelp. And I was asking my clients. I was asking my clients to leave me reviews on Yelp, and it would stay on there only like 24 hours, and then it would go away. And I called them, and I told them, why is that? Oh, because they recognize it as not an actual review. And I go, this is coming directly from my client. How is it not a review? But anyway.
Yeah, that's silly. Well, anyhow, Roy, Yelp ya viene incluido en nuestro programa. I mean, if you want to use it, you can use it. Te podemos listar allí. And
yeah, maybe,
you know,
I just had a bad experience. And maybe,
that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking, because it does work for a lot of people, man. You'll be surprised cuánta gente agarra trabajo
ahí. I've heard that it does, but the reviews didn't stick, which was weird to me.
That was really weird, because I've never heard of that one before. Es la primera vez, to be honest. So
I was getting legitimate reviews from legitimate clients, and they weren't staying. They were going away. I think if you look on there right now, I have one from a Maria Rocha I did a job for, and that's the only one that stayed.
Okay, yeah. That's está un poquito raro eso, la verdad. Pero anyhow, I mean, we can look into it, you know, if you decide to work with us, a ver qué está pasando ahí, because that shouldn't be that reviews se quedan, you know, reviews no se van. I'm thinking que hubo some type of hiccup or some type of you know, just you ran into something that just was not, you know, being coordinated correctly. Pero trabajamos con Yelp, so también te pusiéramos en Yelp, y por último trabajamos con Apple. You would be on the Apple platform, you know, toda la gente que usa Safari en sus iPhones para hacer searches, también estuvieras en la plataforma de ellos, okay? I think that you're probably going to get the better results ya que, you know, te muevas para arriba en Google, you know, once we get your website promoted, y que corramos los Facebook ads. Yeah, I think you're going to love the Facebook ads. To cut to the chase, Roy, lo que puedo hacer, let me see here. Déjame mirar algo. Hold on.
And, you know, like I said, I'm a one-man operation right now. I want to grow.
Yeah, I know.
I did hear you say that, brother.
I
know that there's real people out there that help people, you know, that are legitimate businesses. But unfortunately, I've come across so many scammers that it's so discouraging. And, I mean, in the summertime, I stay pretty busy when it's triple digits, because people tell me, oh, finally a human. So that means they've called numerous companies and they don't get an answer
they get an answer machine or something. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I respond right away, you know?
Okay. Don't worry, brother. Déjame, estoy viendo Te estoy haciendo un paro. Hold on. Give me a second. Estoy viendo el... I'm trying to apply something here on the pricing para que te quede pretty low. At least so you can try it out y veas que sí funciona. And, you know, I mean, the bottom line is that if... Si te damos trabajo and we keep you busy, we can maintain the relationship with American Coast Heating and Cooling for long term. That's the bottom line.
That's the goal.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Permíteme. Just give me 1 second. Estoy haciendo algo aquí. 1 second. Yeah, ¿sabes lo que pasa, bro? I'm going to be straight with you, man. Lo que pasa es de que muchas de estas compañías, los employees de ellos están trabajando bajo commission. I mean, nosotros, I'm going to be straight. No tenemos commission, pero sí nos pagan muy bien, bro. You know, being associates to Google, we get a very, they treat us right. You know, we get a monthly, you know, we get nos pagan bien nuestro salario. Pero cuando estás trabajando por commission, man, yo siento que a veces you say whatever you got to say con que el cliente agarre el servicio. You see what I'm saying? And that's a difference because for us, like I tell clients, you know, because some people do say, oh, you just want me to sign up because you want to make a commission check. I say, you know what? Pues tuviera bien si eso fuera el caso because I would be a lot more persistent. You know, pero, you know, I te digo eso because, you know, for us, whether you get the position or not, man, I mean, no cambia lo que nos pagan, you know. And that's why I tell people there's no reason for me to be around the bush with you or not be transparent. Okay, this is what I'll do, Ray. I did apply in business rate, que I reduced the rate for you. I also applied a domain website rate, que significa que tú ya tienes tu propio website. Tú tienes domain rights to that website, right?
Yeah, I pay annually for that AmericanCoastHVAC.com.
Okay, okay. Okay, you're paying them for what? So they can promote it for you? So I thought you said you paid $1,200 for that site.
Well, that's good that you're asking me this question because I, in fact, don't know. Because I was paying, I canceled something through Wix that was the website because I paid you guys to do it. But don't you have to pay annually to maintain your .com?
Absolutely not, brother. Absolutely not.
Well, then maybe I don't need
okay. Ya, mira, si nos usas a nosotros, bro, y te di un rate pretty fair, no tienes que estar pagándole a ellos. There's no reason for you to be doing that, man. I mean, it sounds like, you know, and I don't want to say this in a bad way, pero that they're just pulling your leg, Roy. Porque no hay razón que las tengas que estar pagando a ellos. Lo que es Angie's Lee, the home advisor, they're just a third-party vendor. You know, they're not someone that you have to continue paying because you brought that domain over, right? It's not like they built that for you. The website no dice www.AmericanCoastingsCoolingAndHeating/Angies.com.
Yeah, no. Or Wix.com. It's just a .com.
Yeah. ¿Sabes qué? Wow. Don't worry about it, bro. I'll help you out, man. No tienes que estar pagándoles, bro. I don't know if they have you under that impression.
Because I canceled the Wix one was like, I think it was like $300-$400 a year, maybe even $500. It was like $490 for the Wix website per year to keep the website. But since I canceled out that website, it was pretty simple and, you know, didn't make sense at the time. Well, at the time it did, but just to start with. But once these Indios made this other website, I paid them un tanto just to do the website. So the other one I had to cancel. But now they still charge me, I think it's like $40-$50 just for the domains.
They're charging you. Okay, so I see they're just promoting it for you, pero ya no les tienes que pagar. We can do that for you. So no tienes que pagarle a ellos, brother. Okay. No tienes, no hay necesidad de hacer eso. Ya cuando tengamos el domain, nosotros hacemos la promoción y no hay necesidad que estés gastando tu dinero. You know, because I mean, $50 is $50, bro. Y te hice el rate reduction at $249 a month. The only thing that you do pay the first month is a $149 setup fee. Pero eso nomás lo pagas el primer mes. Todos tus meses con nosotros, te hice el reduction rate at $249. That's going to be your flat rate. And that's, you know, that's including que ya no vas a tener que estar pagando para tu domain con Angie's, los $50. So basically,
the startup, what did you say? It was 100 and what?
It's the setup is 140. Déjame te digo cuánto te sale, permíteme. Okay, to get this setup today, it's $398. And then every month after today is $249. And that's going to be a flat rate. And then we're not on a pay-per-lead service, Roy, because when you're with Google, you're not on a pay-per-lead service. I don't know if you know what that is, but, you know, it's cuando te, oh, casi como los Google's guarantee, que te llegan llamadas and you got to pay for that. You're not going to be under that. So no importa cuántas llamadas te lleguen, how many jobs you get, as long as you pay us $249 a month, we'll continue to keep you busy, brother. Okay? Y luego nos das el domain para ya no que le tengas que estar pagando a Angie's. Okay, you don't have to keep paying them.
Okay, $249 a month, and that's set in stone.
Yeah.
That doesn't change.
It does not fluctuate. It does not change. It does not go up or down. Whether you get, you know, 10, 15 jobs or you get 9 or 10, aunque agarres más o menos trabajo, la cantidad se mantiene igual. Okay, the $249, that's going to be the flat rate.
All right, and as far as, like, the ads, how do you guys run the ads on Facebook, or it's more or less,
well,
like...
No, the ads, we're going to run them on Facebook for you. Well, we allocate, to get the ads going for the 30 days. So you'll speak to the IT guys, and they're going to ask you for access to the Facebook para poner los ads, to start running the ads. I don't do the ads myself, como te dije. I mean, that's what they do on their back end. Those are the IT guys. Ellos se encargan de eso. Okay? So yo le voy a mandar toda esta información. I'm just going to get all your basic details. Y yo se la mando a ellos. We're closing in about 30 minutes. So they'll call you sometime tomorrow and get all that squared away. Okay? ¿Qué es tu apellido, Roy?
García.
García. ¿Que así te llamas, Roy, or is that short?
That's short for Rogelio.
Rogelio.
My full name is Rogelio García. Yeah.
Rogelio. ¿Tienes un email address, brother?
It's AmericanCoastHVAC@gmail.com.
Permíteme. American Coast, ¿cómo?
HVAC.
HVAC. Okay.
@gmail.com.
Gmail.
¿Y la compañía con que trabajas se llama Splash Loco?
You almost had it right, nomás que la pusiste al revés, brother.
Loco Splash.
Loco Splash. Yeah.
Pues lo dijo el que... Yeah.
Yeah, permíteme. I'll send it It's funny that you say that. Me han dicho eso varias veces, man. Me da risa. They're like, oh, me dicen, no eres, you're not an Indian guy. Finally, you speak English. Que te pueda entender.
No, brother. And you know, I've worked with Tap Local. I've worked with Surefire. And I've paid them to do certain things, and they don't follow through with the same. And I've been praying that.
Brother, you know God, what? You know what?
Promote
you,
my business.
You are not lying, man, because las compañías que estás diciendo, yo he escuchado de ellas, so you're not BSing, you actually been around the block, you know, so.
Yeah, no, and I tell them off, and I cancel them.
Well, you know what, brother, I'll tell you this, man, I mean, I can tell you whatever I want, you'll see that you're not going to have to cancel with us, bro. You know, again, yo te puedo decir todo lo que quiera, you know, based on the experience I have with the company, you know, but I have no reason to BS you, Roy. And I think that, you know, you're going to be pretty content with and pretty happy with what we're able to do.
No,
man,
just hearing your voice, and I'm pretty optimistic about this. So I have high hope for local trash and helping me in my business. Yeah, because
you
I'm,
got it.
I got five kids. I'm the sole breadwinner. I got my contractor's license. I want to get to work.
No, man,
you got
some mouths to feed, brother.
Yeah, and I mean, I just paid my general liability insurance like $1,500, and coming up, I got to pay my workman's comp. I mean, all these things just to maintain the license, I got to stay busy.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
You know?
Oye, ¿y a qué dirección tienes el negocio registrado, bro?
It's going to be 1254 Steinbeck Drive. And that's in Hollister, California.
How do you spell the street name, brother? Oh, here it is. Okay.
Steinbeck. And that's Drive.
Steinbeck, right?
Yeah. Steinbeck, yeah.
1254 Steinbeck. Okay, give me a second. No me está saliendo. What's going on here? Steinbeck Drive.
And on Google Maps, that's my business is registered with my address.
Okay, no worries. What's the zip code, brother?
95023.
Okay, and you said it's 1254. All right, spell the street name. I think I'm spelling it wrong. 1254.
Steinbeck.
Oh, okay. Yep, I was spelling it Steinbeck. Okay, perfect.
Like John Steinbeck.
Yeah, okay, perfecto. Ya me salió, permíteme. Okay. And can I list you as bilingual, brother? Is that all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. All right. ¿Y a qué horas, Rogelio, quieres que diga on Google que estás abierto to take, you know, phone calls and you know, do your business? What time to what time?
From 7 to 6.
All right. Are you working Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday? What days, brother?
Monday through Saturday.
All right. Hold on. Monday through Saturday. You said 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.? Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how far, how many miles were you willing to work for the client? I mean, how, what's the destination?
Within 50 miles.
50 miles, okay.
But, I mean, I've gone as far, if I'm not busy, I've gone as far. I did an installation a few months ago in Greenfield, which is like 70 miles away.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming as long as the money's right?
Yeah.
All right, what's your Facebook, Roy?
Hold on, let me get in there.
Okay, go ahead.
It's American Coast Heating and Cooling.
Okay, is there any, nomás es así todo junto?
Yeah, that's what it's called. You could probably find it by tapping in there.
Yeah, American Coast Heating. When you say and, is it the little symbol or is it the word A-N-D?
No, it's the little symbol.
Okay. I don't know. I don't even know the name of that symbol. La otra vez me la dijo un gabacho y ni, I had no idea. Do you know the name of that symbol by any chance?
It's the and symbol?
Yeah.
I took a picture of the link. How can I send you the link?
You can reply back to the text messages que te mandé. You can reply back. Mándame el link por ahí. ¿Y qué es tu website, Roy?
It's AmericanCoastHVAC.com.
American Coast HVAC.com. Okay, perfect. American Coast HVAC.com. Okay.
Perfect.
So this 877 number is you?
Yeah, that's me, brother. This is Mario with Local Splash. Let's get your business on the top of Google today. Contact me at, and then también viene mi personal extension ahí.
Local Splash.
The 831-809-5551 number, Rogelio, is that a good number we can put on Google?
That's my direct number, yes.
Okay. Are you licensed and insured, Roy, or todavía no?
Yeah, I'm licensed and insured. I have my contractor's license, C20, for heating,
okay,
ventilation, air conditioning.
Perfect.
I have
perfect
general liability insurance for up to $1 million, which I just renewed. And have to have, for my classification and license, even though I don't have employees, I need to maintain workman's comp.
Wow, that's crazy how you have the whole nine yards, brother. Yeah, we got to get you busy, man.
I'm bonded and insured. I have my bond until 2028. I just paid it, too.
Perfect. Wednesday night. ¿A qué horas mañana te puede hablar el IT department, Rogelio, que tengas unos 30 minutes to spare?
Can they call me about, let's say, 9 o'clock?
Okay, let me double check here. Yeah, we'll do 9 a.m. Okay, give me 1 second. All right, did you send that over to me yet?
I just sent it.
Okay, hold on.
Did you get it?
No, I haven't got it. Hold on. I'm going to refresh this. Espérame un momentito. Estoy llenando todo el paperwork aquí para mandárselo a los IT guys.
Hopefully that's the full link.
A ver, deja ver. Okay, yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it. I just seen SMS come in. Yep. Okay, permíteme un momentito. I got it. All right, and then you do have access to AmericanPostHVAC@gmail.com, correct? Because I'm going to send all the confirmations there.
I do.
Okay, perfect. And then I do need a security question, Roy. Esto es para cuando tú nos llames o te llamemos a ti para asegurar que eres tú on the phone. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name. You can choose one of those.
Put my mother's maiden name.
Okay, go ahead.
Anzaldúa.
Okay, I'm going to need a little bit of help with that one, brother.
Okay.
Anzaldúa. This is what I have. Anzaldúa. Anzaldúa.
Instead of the S, it's a Z.
Oh, it's a Z. Okay. Did I get everything else correct?
Everything else is correct. It's kind of an oddball last name. You ever heard it?
Never. I thought it was a first name, actually.
It's Spanish.
No, nunca lo he escuchado, brother. Se oye como Aztec or something.
It's from Spain.
Ah, okay.
You ever heard of the Andaluza, the horses?
I have. Is that where it comes from?
That's where it comes from, yeah.
No, yo, my last name is Molleda, also from Spain.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh, Molleda con dos L's.
Yeah, my mom's background from Spain and Ireland, and my dad is from Michoacán, yeah.
Ireland, really?
Yeah, my grandmother was Irish.
¿Y tienes ojos de color o no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Rogelio, in reference to the payment, how did you want to take care of that? We take MasterCard, Visa, and Discover.
And you said the setup fee is going to be $398?
No, that's including everything. The total today is $398, but remember, every month is only $249. Okay, even today is $249. The only thing is the setup programming fee, which is $149 for all new clients. So the total today is on $398, pero todos los meses is $249. And it's a month-to-month, no contract.
Okay. It's going to be a Visa.
A Visa. Okay. Whenever you're ready, brother, go ahead.
Okay, you ready? It's $42.59.
Okay.
0720.
Okay.
5701.
Okay.
5132.
Perfect. Expiration?
It is July of 28.
July 2028. And then the security code. Son los últimos tres detrás de la tarjeta.
It's 004.
004. Okay. ¿Y el nombre de la tarjeta dice Rogelio García?
Rogelio García. Yeah, and this is my business account.
Okay. Perfect. And the address, the billing address on there, also 1254 Steinbeck Drive?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Stand by for a second while I validate this card. Make sure it's a valid card. One quick second.
Okay.
While I'm doing that, let me just read our disclosure to you. This will be pretty quick, brother. Ya mero acabamos. Thank you for being patient, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said your last name was Montoya?
No, Molleda. Molleda with double L. L-L.
Okay.
M-O-L-L-E. D A.
Got it.
Yeah. I'm the only Mario here anyways, brother, so
okay.
You know, if you ever wanted to call, ya te di mi personal extension, so ahí lo tienes. You know, make sure you save it. If you ever need my help for anything, I'll be more than happy también para ayudarte, bro. Permíteme un momentito. Okay. I'm gonna walk you through what is called a voice verification, Roy. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection for you, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, please ask me to clarify it for you. I'll be more than happy to do so. Okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Local/Voice Verification. The call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Also, to outline the service agreement you'll receive with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To make sure everything is correct, Roy, can you please state the name of the company?
American Coast Heating and Cooling.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
My name is Roy or Rogelio Garcia, and I am the sole owner of the business.
Okay, perfect. Are you an authorized person to enter this agreement on behalf of American Coast Heating and Cooling?
I am.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on this billing account?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Rogelio, we ask that you also participate in the growth of the campaign. As a result of increased visibility, keep in mind that if anyone ever calls you, if you ever wanted to confirm it's us, we gave you that security question, which is Ansaldúa.
Ansaldúa.
Yeah. You'll be the only one that knows that, okay? Also, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Of course.
Okay, thank you so much. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing while you're with us?
Sure, of course.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Your initial payment term will be processed and charged today, September 24th, in the amount of $398, okay? When that setup and that payment is concluded, your secondary payment will renew automatically on October 24th for $249. That's going to be your flat monthly rate. Keep in mind, Rogelio, that this is not a contract and that you do have the right to terminate this service at any time if you're not satisfied with what we're doing. Okay?
Okay.
We simply ask you to give us a call back to that number where I text you from. You already have it, so please save it under Local Splash. 877-635-6225, and speak to a live agent. To prevent charges from the next billing cycle, we ask that you give us a courtesy call 3 days prior to the 24th. So let's hope you don't have to cancel, Rogelio, and I don't think you will, but if you did.
I hope not, Mario. I've never spoken to someone that explained everything like you. You seem real, down to earth, like myself, and I hope we can have a business relationship for a long time, and I can stay busy.
That's the goal, brother. I mean, the goal is to, you know, not only, I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years, brother. I can tell you that, you know, we haven't sticked around for this long by BSing people. I mean, I could tell you that, you know, and I'm being very straight with you when I say this. I'm not going to tell you, hey, we're the best company in the whole wide world, you know, because I don't know that. But I could tell you this, that we deliver, and that what we do is, you know, as long as we're able to keep you busy, Mr. Garcia, we know that we're able to retain your business. And that's what we're in it for, right? To continue to grow our company by retaining our customers. And how do you retain your customers? By simply delivering on your promise. That's the bottom
exactly.
line.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly correct.
So, Mr. Garcia, let me be the first one, Roy, to welcome you to the family. We look forward in the relationship between us and American Coast Heating and Cooling to be long-term. Again, please make sure that you are on standby tomorrow, 9 a.m., to receive the phone call. You're going to get, that call is going to come from our IT guys. They're going to collect all the necessary details and information to finish the back end, to do everything on the back end. You will start getting text messages, within a minute or two right now, Rogelio, because I just processed the payment. And then you're going to get some emails as well. And un email que recibas va a decir initial invoice. Quiero que, just to give me your, you know, 2 minutes of your attention here. On that particular email, va a haber un link que dice, this is your, the email says initial invoice. When you open that, there's going to be a little blue link that says, click here to accept terms. When you click on that, it's going to take you to another page. On the bottom of that page, va a estar tu número de teléfono. Okay, right underneath your phone number, there's going to be two empty boxes that you got to click on. The first box says that you agree for us to call or text you whenever we need to. So you got to click on that first box to give us permission to call or text you. And the second box, Rogelio, you click on that one. That one says that you accept our terms and conditions. What is that? That means that this is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service, y que tú mantienes el derecho to stop this service at any time if you're not happy, okay? Once you do that, Rogelio.
You already sent that over?
Yeah, ya te lo mandé. Yeah, you got that already. You don't have to complete it now when you get a chance, as long as you do it before 9 a.m. tomorrow, okay?
Okay, got it.
Yeah, y abajo de eso va a estar tu nombre, Rogelio García. And it va a haber un little box abajo where you got to type in your name just like it shows, Rogelio García, and then hit confirm signature. When you do that, it's going to take you to another page que va a decir, please enter your, te va a pedir credentials. Don't worry about those. You'll get those tomorrow. Okay? You'll get those the credentials tomorrow from our IT guys. Okay?
All right, well, let me do it right now. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
There you go. There you go, brother. Okay,
right
perfect.
There?
Yep, ahí merito. Okay, now it takes you to another place. Arriba dice, I believe, terms of experience o algo así. Okay, and then go to the bottom of that. Y mero abajo vas a mirar tu número de teléfono. Let me know when you see that.
Well, on the second page, I see my phone number, and it says I agree to receive SMS.
Yeah. Click on that box.
Okay, and then, I clicked on the box.
Okay, there's another box right underneath that one. There's two boxes. You got to click on both of them, brother.
I did. So now.
Okay, and then underneath that, vas a mirar tu nombre, Rogelio García. Y luego va a haber una box como anaranjado. I believe it's orange, if I'm not mistaken. Y ahí
so
tienes
put my
que,
name in there?
Yeah, type in your name exactly how it is. Capital R, Rogelio, space, capital García, oh, capital G, García. And then hit confirm signature. Let me know when you do that, brother.
Okay, now it says logo splash username and password.
Yep, you're all set, brother. Damn, that was pretty quick. mañana te dan esa información, brother, cuando te hablen los IT guys. Nomás hazme un favor, Rogelio. Don't miss that phone call. Ahorita te voy a mandar otro email just reminding you. It's a Google invitation saying, hey, you have an appointment with Local Splash mañana a las 9 de la mañana. So that one is simple. You just got to click yes that you will attend. I'm working on that one right now. Okay?
Okay.
But again, Rogelio, you're all set, carnal. Thank you, brother. Well, sorry for using the word carnal. I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all.
Yeah. No, I got to apologize because I don't know. You know, some people, you know, no. They're like, what? You know, I got to keep it professional, man. Even though that word for me is not a bad word, you know, pero. Anyhow, mañana, por favor, contesta la llamada a las 9, brother. Try not to miss it, because if you do, that will be the only thing that will delay things, because then we would have to reschedule, you know. So,
okay.
I'm working on, you should get my email in about maybe 2 minutes. I'm sending the email just confirming that, you know, you will show up to the appointment over the phone tomorrow at 9 a.m. So when you get a chance, just click yes on that one that you will show up for the appointment. And again,
okay.
Roy, ya está todo, brother. Hablamos contigo mañana. Again, thanks for the opportunity, you know, and giving us a shot to show you what we can do, brother.
Thanks, Mario. And you know, let me tell you something. I recently blocked. I was getting so many spam calls.
Okay.
They were finding me on Google. Just a bunch of BS calls, and I'd be busy working on something with gloves on, and I'd be like, maybe this is another client. Let me take my gloves out. Let me stop what I'm doing. And there was a potential spam, so I blocked all that and unknown numbers. So I actually received this phone call from an unknown number, but I go, I've been trying to look around to see how I can promote my business, actually. So you guys have perfect timing. I'm glad I called you back and spoke to you. Thank you, Mario.
No, thank you, Roy. And again, man, you know, it's within also our best interest, Roy. And I'm going to just be very straight with you. It's within our best interest that we get things right, you know, for you and for all of our clients. Otherwise, you know, Google does not keep you, within their, primary partners if you're not doing things, you know, under their guidelines. So, you know, también nos conviene a nosotros to make sure that you do good. Because those, you know, every time we're able to show Google, hey, look at the companies that we're working with, you know, are also prospering. And I just put a face to your voice. I see you on there with the wife and the baby, right? Is that you?
Yeah, that's my baby girl.
Gotcha, man. Hey, fue un placer, Rogelio. Hablamos contigo mañana, brother.
All right, thank you, Mario. You have a good night.
You do the same now. Okay, bye bye.
Okay, bye bye.